I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. A Quad Cities manufacturer is creating new jobs as it consolidates operations in Rock Island. McLaughlin Body Company announced on Wednesday it's buying part of the former IH Pharmall plant. McLaughlin Body Company says the deal includes more than 500,000 square feet of manufacturing space, and it'll invest $10 million in renovations and improvements. President Bob Anderson says currently 175 people work for McLaughlin in the Quad Cities, and it plans to hire another 50, including welders and metal fabricators.
One thing we're really showing here by purchasing this facility, we're here to stay. And there you can see a lot of our employees out here. We've got great employees at this company that really get the job done for us every day. We've also had our partnership with the UAW since 1965.
Central States Development Partners worked with McLaughlin to use federal new market tax credits. That's according to Central States President and CEO Brian Hollenbeck.
Through the community benefit agreements, outside of the new jobs that are being created, there's a financial education and literacy program and budgeting that is part of this transaction. There's assistance through our microloan program, whether it's through one of our retail incubators, or if you want to take that basement business or that home-based business into and grow that business with here within the city of Rock Island. And then something that we'll be rolling out after the first of the year is a homebuyer assistance program for their employees with down payment assistance.
The incentive package also includes benefits from the city of Rock Island because the factory is located in a tax increment financing district. In 1902, McLaughlin was founded as the Wright Carriage Company in Moline. Over the years, it was known as E.H. Wilson Manufacturing and Moline Manufacturing. Now McLaughlin Body Company makes cabs and other products for farm and construction equipment. John Deere, Caterpillar, and the military are just a few of its customers. After leasing offices for many years, the company also plans to buy its headquarters on River Drive in Moline. I'm Michelle O'Neill.